This is a CBC podcast.
In the fall of 2007, CBS, the TV network behind Survivor, announced the launch of a brand new series, Kid Nation. They took 40 kids, all between the ages of 8 and 15, into the middle of the desert in New Mexico. These kids, without the help of any adults, were going to build their own society. What could go wrong?
It got billed as this special summer camp, but it turned out to be very different than summer camp. I really don't think parents had any idea what they were getting into.
If this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to. For 40 days, these kids lived together, they worked together.
We were gonna prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
The very next day, I think I tried to stage a coup and overthrow the whole system.
They fought over religion and politics.
I didn't realize how divisive religion was in America until about that point in my life.
And while the cameras kept rolling, producers were accused of blurring the line between entertainment and exploitation.
It was really hurtful that these people were getting in between our friendships.
It was incredibly hard to be 13 and to feel like nobody in the world believed me when I said, this is not really how this happened.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I've been fascinated with Kid Nation ever since it first aired. I love the premise. What would society look like if it were created by kids?
Do you think the show could get made today?
No.
Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC, available April 17th.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.